You say hi? Say hi. Say hi. You say hi.
She's big mad.
Hello and welcome to Transformative Taskmaster, the podcast by fans, for fans, and about fans. This week, TK is talking cast wardrobe with Apricot. They'll be going through series 16 through 18, discussing what everyone chose to wear. For the video viewers, no, I don't know why TK slowly escapes out of the frame throughout the episode. You'll have to ask them about it.
Welcome, Apricot, to the Transformative Taskmaster podcast.
Hello!
Hi, I'm so excited to have you here today, because today we are going to be talking about studio outfits, specifically worn by the contestants, and specifically in series 16 through 18.
Yes.
So tell me about how you came about this topic and what it was that you were like, this is the thing that I want to talk about.
Well, I've kind of been fascinated by the studio costumes in particular, because I know someone already did Alex and Greg's suits, and I don't know shit about menswear. Basically, and I feel like the studio costumes are kind of looked over, because all the task costumes, they get a lot of love, like the vampire suit, and there's a lot of iconic task costumes, but the studio costumes can also be very fun, and I like to look at them.
Yes.
And I like to put them in a spreadsheet and compare them.
Don't we all? We all just love spreadsheets so much. Yes. All right. So so tell me, do you want to just go through, like, starting with series 16 and just kind of go in order?
I feel like that's the way we have to do, because we have to end with Andy Zoltz.
That's true. That is very, very true. Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yes.
To go over there.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about with Andy Zoltzman.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you're here today so that we can specifically talk about him, because I feel like when his series came out, not a lot of people were bringing it up, like, in the show itself. Like, sometimes they do. Sometimes Greg is like, why are you dressed like this? You know, but then it kind of is never mentioned again. And I'm like, but we're all seeing this, right? Like, yeah. Okay, but
it's just like a wizard. We're all seeing this, right?
Yeah, just normal Andy Zaltzman things. Just a casual Tuesday for Andy Zaltzman. Wizarding Wednesday. Anyway, okay, so yeah, let's just jump right in, and we'll start with series 16.
Series 16. Well, I think we're going to go through each contestant by order of where they're sitting. And not by order of insanity, because if we did, that would be Sam Campbell first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he is insane. So Julian Clary, he's fashionable, like not just because he's gay, which is kind of a part of it, because I don't know about you, but like, I don't know shit about Julian Clary, but like the moment I saw him, I was like, homosexual.
Yeah, I had not known about Julian until his series came out, and then it was like, how have I not known about Julian this whole time? Like, it was just wild. But yes, I guess, like, as an American, I don't really know a lot of British comedians. So, you know, there you go. But, yeah, because I remember when they first got him on, and there were people like, oh my gosh, they got Julian Clary? And I was like, why is this a big deal? And then I like started following him on stuff. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, big deal.
Oh shit, he's a big deal. And I mean, even if you don't know him, he kind of has the aura of a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. So our editor has brought to our attention that the reason that we did not know who Julian was because he basically got himself blacklisted from television with the the Norman Lamont British Comedy Awards thing, which, if you haven't watched that, it is legendary.
It is very good.
Maybe we'll link it in this episode or something.
Yeah. But anyway, he starts off with like this almost kind of absurd like army corps like was camouflage.
Yeah.
And it gets gayer from there. And by like series by like episode, I'm trying to find the exact one. Episode 6, he's got like this like velvet button-up shirt, and honestly, I think that's where he peaks. Mm-hmm. Although Julian Clary, he's got style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
we'll move on to Lucy Beaumont. Looking at all the pictures side by side, it's very clear that she wears the same shoes 6 episodes in a row. Which, like, it works. But she very much has a style, which is, like, a short, like, mod, like, 60s mod dress with, like, tights and black boot heels, which is very cute. And also, shout out to the crochet granny square hexagon cardigan in episode 2.
I love that. It's so cute.
Yes. It's... audio listeners won't be able to see it, but I am wearing my own hexagon cardigan for the occasion. I don't know if she made it herself or... She probably bought it, but like it's a very specific kind of cardigan, and like you can tell what it is just by looking at it, or at least I can tell because I do crochet. Normal people probably can't tell, but like right. I looked at it and I was like, that's a hexagon cardigan, which is called that because you crochet a hexagon and it turns into a cardigan.
Pretty simple, yeah.
Basically. Now, Sam Campbell.
The elephant's in the room.
The elephant, literally, he's wearing gray. Did you notice this on your first time watching, because I didn't for some reason.
I don't think
he was wearing all gray.
Yeah, I don't think that I specifically clocked it, but definitely by the time he shows up in episode 10, I'm like, what is happening? And then he makes that comment that's like, it was all kind of a little bit gray or whatever it is that he says. And then, you know, going back and rewatching all of it, it's like pretty obvious that that's what it is.
Yes. And shout out to the Taskmaster team for finding 9 distinct gray outfits.
Yeah, seriously.
That must have been difficult.
Do you know in the series finale with the bright orange shirt and the jeans and like the bleached hair, early 2000s bleached hair, do you know, like, is that like a reference to something?
I'm not sure. It's not, if it is, it's not a reference I got, but
it's just like he looks like a cartoon character, but like I don't know what kind of cartoon he's from.
What kind of cartoon would Sam Campbell be from?
It's like Johnny Bravo.
He looks like Bart Simpson.
He does look like Bart Simpson.
That's true. That's true. I feel like he'd be like one of those cartoons that are like extreme gross out humor. Like, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like the weird style ones. I don't know. Early 2000s. I don't know where I'm going with this. And moving on, I'm gonna... Sue Perkins wears, like, exclusively suit jackets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's stylish. I love her style. It's very butch. Especially next to Susan Wacoma, who is very femme, and she wears a lot of dresses. But Susan Wacoma also has the most varied, like, she wears, like, some shirt dresses. One of them has a Studio Ghibli movie on it. One of them is, like, a button-up shirt dress. It looked like she's wearing pajamas, which is very funny to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And also, like, a few, like, Empire waist, like, kind of Regency-esque, which is very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, what episode was it where she did the visual gag on the inside of her jacket?
Oh, Sue Perkins? Oh, I can't remember.
Because that was funny. Whatever that was episode funny. That was.
Whichever.
It was a prize task for the most surprising thing, outfit, something like that. That's all I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it was Julie and Clary brought in something that had the words, I think it was fuck off, like, written on it. And so.
Yep. And then just during a break.
Yeah.
Sue is like, all right, real quick, crew, I need you to do this for me. I need you to duct tape my, or I guess they call it gaffer tape?
Gaffer tape?
I'm not really sure.
Gaffer tape?
Gaffa? Gaffer? Gaffer. I don't know. Is it a brand? The Gaffa brand. I'm an American. I don't know anything about
it. I'm also a dirty American.
Yes.
Would you like an explanation?
Yeah.
Sure.
Duct tape and gaffer tape are two distinct things. In the U.S., they're all called duct tape. In the U.K., they're all called gaffer tape.
Oh, interesting.
That tracks.
Well, anyway.
Well, anyway. You want to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Series. I'm so bad with the numbers. I keep thinking series 18 is series 19, which isn't out yet.
Sadly.
So series 17, we get a lot of fun outfits. In particular, the iconic vampire. Nick Mohammed vampire, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of my favorite task outfits.
Yeah. And, like, never talked about.
Never talked about. Just never
brought up. It's like, okay, this is just a thing we do now, I guess. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Although, for some reason, like, when I first watched Series 17, like, Nick's vampire makeup looked more real to me than, like, his actual face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that was. It's so weird. Anyway, John Robbins also, you can tell he likes Queen.
Likes is the like- understatement of the century here. I did feel so bad for him when he... Because he did talk a little bit about Nick's outfit because he was like... Yeah, you know, I went in and I was like, I'm going to be the coolest dressed person in the whole cast. And then Nick came out. I was like, no. Because John's look is amazing and he wears it so well.
Yes, yes.
Poor guy.
Although, I blanked on her name real quick. Sophie's, she doesn't wear it all the time, but she has this, like, giant pink, like, fuzzy, like, ankle-length jacket that she wears sometimes during task.
Yeah. She put it on Alex for one of the tasks, I think.
Did? Oh, I can't remember.
I feel like she did. Very briefly.
I mean, that is a very iconic look for Alex.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, pretty good.
He should wear pink more often.
He should. He looks great in pink. He needs to wear the pink suit and the pink, like, long coat, fuzzy coat. I know things about.
Someone needs to make fan art of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. All right. So do you want to start with Joanne?
Yes. Joanne, one thing you know about her, she loves a chunky shoe. So many chunky shoes.
Oh my gosh. I could not stand. Like, I have no fashion sense at all, but I hate a chunky shoe. So anytime she came on with, like, the biggest shoes I've ever seen in my life, I'm just like, what? Like, I don't understand what the appeal is with these shoes. Like, now, if the shoe is, like, a black goth platform shoe, sure. Mm. I can go with that.
Yeah.
But the,
it's a look.
But, like, the white, like, sneaker type of thing... I'm like, I don't understand
giant
fashion
chunk
at
of
all.
Sneakers.
I do not understand this look.
I think it's kind of giving, like, Sonic. Like, you know how in Sonic they have just, like, these gigantic sneakers?
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
That's what I think. I see chunky shoe and I'm like, oh, we're Sonic outfit now.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's a Sonic character that she dresses like because she is very bright neon colors, but someone could probably find one there.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's not going to be me, though, because I grew up with a PlayStation and not with a... What was Sonic on? Not Nintendo.
Sega.
Yeah, Sega.
Sega? Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't either, but...
Yeah. There you go.
He's out there.
He sure is. Running around.
Running around at the speed of sound. He's got places to go. He's got to follow his rainbow.
Clearly. Yeah. Anyway. I will say, I was obsessed with her pants in episode 2. Or
her
trousers or whatever you want to call it. This is just two Americans
silver.
Butchering whatever we call clothes. Like, we're like, yeah, her pants are great. Her sneakers are so cool. Like, what are you talking about? They're called trainers. They're not sneakers. They're trainers.
I duly apologize to all British and Europeans watching. We salute you.
So sorry. Yeah, the deepest apologies from the United States. But yeah, I am obsessed with anything that's, like, shiny, sparkly, gold or silver. Like, any kind of metallic thing, I'm always, like, so on top of it. So I really liked her outfit for the second episode, for sure.
Yeah, and in episode 6, she wears, I think, like, the exact... same pair of pants but in gold.
We love to see it.
We love to see it. It's very I mean, it's garish, but it works for her.
Oh, yeah. She definitely has the confidence to pull it off.
Definitely. Definitely. And there's a lot of good outfits for episode 10. But like, I think it's a zebra print or it's not a cheetah print. Some kind of animal print. Like,
I'd say zebra because it's not. If it was orange, it would be tiger, but I think it's trending more toward zebra.
Zebra. Zebra print. It's a pantsuit. I think that's the word for it.
Yep.
It with no shirt on underneath it either. I mean, it's a look.
Bold.
It's a bold look. But she makes it work.
Yeah.
And good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. We already covered John Robbins. He, God bless him. He is giving t-shirt and jeans.
He sure is. I love John Robbins, and he is one of my all-time favorite contestants, but his dress code in the studio recordings are so boring.
Yeah.
Even the last episode, he's wearing sneakers, and I'm like, bro, like, look what Nick Muhammad is wearing. Look what Steve Pemberton is wearing. Like,
Nick's in a suit. Steve's in a suit.
A proper suit.
So a proper suit. Sophie's in, like, a giant prom dress.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's like, I have a nice looking jacket. And I'm like, I mean, I guess, but what's
nice
that
little jacket?
What's that queer eye meme from Tan that's like, make some effort or something like that?
It's giving make some effort, sweetie.
We love you, John. We're so sorry.
We love you, John. I mean, we'll get on to some other people who made a little bit less effort, but like, at least he's got the queen t-shirts going for him.
That's true. He's on brand for sure.
On brand, yes. And Nick, also very on brand, that brand, Cozy Grandpa.
Yeah, I was thinking like very, very sweet dad at the PTA, you know, the dad that like bakes everybody cookies.
Yeah. Yes.
He's just so adorable.
He's soft.
He is. He's
soft. It's sweaters all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Or jumpers. He's just cozy. He's going cozy mode. I love that for him.
Yeah. I mean, I think they do make the studio really cold because I think Greg gets hot easily. So honestly, I cannot blame him for wanting to be warm. He's just a little guy.
Yeah. He's just a little guy. He's got to be cozy.
He's got to be warm and cozy.
He's got to be a little cozy.
Give this man a heating lamp.
I mean, if that's true about the studio, then poor Sophie, because she...
Yeah, I hope she runs warm.
I hope she runs warm because she is coming in a lot of times with some very short skirts.
Her,
which, like, she rocks.
Yeah. I mean, her, like, suits that she comes in with are just immaculate. Like, she can pull off a suit, she can pull off a dress, she can pull off a skirt. It's, like, incredible.
Yeah. The green, like, checked suit, especially, it's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
Honestly, all of Sophie's outfits, I adore.
Mm-hmm. And I love how, like, whenever she had, like, a short skirt or whatever, and she'd always be, like, trying to stand up, and she's like, oh my gosh, you can see everything. It's like, you chose to wear this. You chose to wear this outfit. And even in the the finale when she wears that floor length dress, she hikes it up to over her hips to do the twerking thing, and I'm like, Sophie, what are you doing? What is this?
What are you doing? She has a compulsion to show leg.
I love her. Also, her my favorite of her looks was from episode 9. She had that like gorgeous, like starry, jacket or whatever it was, and then like the metallic leggings or pants or whatever. Yeah. Like, oh, beautiful.
Yeah. What we're discovering is you're drawn to sparkles.
I mean, it's not a surprise.
No.
It's not a surprise. Oh no, I'm dying.
No, don't die.
Ugh. I can't die because we need to talk about Steve. And this is something that I have been wanting to talk about for quite a while, actually. Because during the task recordings, Steve shows up in a t-shirt that is a printed on tuxedo. So like what we would call like a tuxedo shirt, but not a formal tuxedo shirt. And then in the last episode, he shows up with a full on tuxedo with the huge red flower. And it makes me so happy because I think and hope that he did this on purpose, is that he specifically wore that t-shirt for the whole thing and then pulled out all of the stops for the last episode to be like, and now it's me actually in a tux properly.
Yeah, now it's the real deal.
Yes. And I loved that.
I mean, you have to believe that he did it on purpose.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy. And also, like, whenever someone wears, a full-on tux, you have to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone's showing up, like, dressed that much, they're going places.
Yep. You notice that person.
You notice them. That... Yes.
Yep.
I say, having worn a full tux to a a post show party thing. Mm. It was very fun.
Nice.
Yes.
So for the rest of the studio records, Steve is not necessarily dressed in as extravagant an outfit as the tuxedo.
No. It is, like, primarily button-ups, which, like, it's marginally more of an effort than t-shirt and jeans, so I'll give him points for that. Mm-hmm. He's putting in some effort. Right. More than John is, God bless him.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a pretty casual look for the most part.
Yes, yes.
Although I feel like Steve always has like really nice shoes. And I don't know what that's called. I don't know anything about shoes, but it's like those nice types of shoes that you wear with something that's more casual, but it's not a sneaker, you know, it's not
like an Oxford. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. It's something.
I'm not a shoe expert.
I'm not a shoe expert either. All I know is that they look really nice.
Brogues.
They're not trainers.
Brogues. What?
Brogues.
The brogues.
Brogues. Brogues. Yeah. Oh, yes, I have heard of those.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep. Yep. Pretty good. Okay, before we get to series 18, which is our exciting Andy Zaltzman time, we are going to play a game. And this game is called Fact or Fanfic. And you know how this game works. I will tell you three different things. The three things are either fact or fanfic, and you will tell me which one you think it is. So, we are going to start with number one. And sitting next to me, my own little champion, a man who confided in me following our Christmas drinks that the first time he achieved an erection was whilst watching Ross Kemp play Grant Mitchell in a particularly tense scene with his on-screen brother, Phil, little Alex Horn.
Mm-hmm. This is tough because I have not seen all of the seasons of Taskmaster. So it could be real. In fact, actually, I think I'm gonna say fact.
Yes, you are correct. It is a fact. Yes. It's from Champion of Champions 3. Champion of Champions 3?
I have seen that.
Yeah, Champion of Champions 3. The one with... Yeah, that's the one I watched with... That's the one that I watched that made me realize that I had not watched any of series 14. I think that's the one with Dara.
Yeah.
Because I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I started watching Champion of Champions. I was like, yeah, I don't know who this dude is. And I just realized I had skipped an entire series somehow. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, good job. Yeah. You got that one right.
Okay. Yay.
Next one. Number two. Am I a sugar daddy? Is that what that is? No, I don't like that. No, I really don't like it.
This is difficult because it does sound like something Greg would say. But I think it's fanfic.
That is correct. It is fanfic. That one is by Nope E. First choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last one for the day. If you're going to be so fucking embarrassing, you're going to be punished for it. You should be ashamed. Say it again.
Oh, that's difficult. I'm gonna say fanfic.
That's correct! Ding, ding, ding.
Yay!
That one is by Things with Wings, and it's from a fic called Love Games.
Nice.
Yay! You get a trophy on the website.
Yay!
Alright, well, let's move on to series 18. I think we should leave the best for last.
Obviously.
By
best,
I mean most confusing. So, who do you want to start with?
Let's do it in reverse order. Let's start with Rosie.
Okay.
I mean, by all accounts, hers is the simplest because it's just jumpsuits.
Yep.
She wears jumpsuits. I think in two episodes, she's wearing overalls.
Dungarees, they call them, I think. Yeah.
Dungarees.
Yeah.
Someone's attacked her hair with a curling iron. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, Rosie is so gorgeous. Like, she really pulls off, you know, the jumpsuits. And I feel like,
yes.
I mean, I feel like technically anybody could pull off a jumpsuit, but it's one of those articles of clothing that I have never had enough self-confidence to be like, I could wear a jumpsuit. Like, no, there's no way. And Rosie does it so flawlessly, and she looks so good in them. And she just looks so comfy, and it's just like, it's so great. And also, her task outfit was amazing.
It was so good. I loved it. I loved all the little embroidered patches.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
I can't remember what they all said, but they were all so funny.
So gay. Mostly just gay. So many gay patches. It was great.
So many gay patches.
Yes. We love Rosie.
Which, like, from an icon, can you expect anything less?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And Jack D, another person that is apparently a big deal, Jack D, I don't know shit about. So.
Talk about well-dressed, though. Holy cow.
Yeah. Literally every single episode he's wearing a suit and a tie. And a bow tie at the final episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, like, he's looking good.
Yeah. He's very well put together. Like, I think my favorite outfit that he wore was in episode 3, where it was, like, red on red on red. I was obsessed with that look. It's so gorgeous. Like, the burgundy suit with, like, the bright red socks and then, like, the red tie. Gorgeous.
Yeah. It's so good. I feel like he's really good at, like, color matching.
Yeah.
Which is something that, some other people, Andy Zoltzman, are not great
at. Oh, no.
But also, I don't think he repeats a suit, like, in all 10 episodes.
He doesn't repeat a suit?
I don't think so. Like, I'm looking now, and it doesn't look like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a few that are, like, it's a black suit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe in, like, 3, he wears a black suit that could possibly be the same suit, but it's, like, most of them, that's a different suit.
Mm-hmm. He is very well put together.
He is. And he looks fabulous. You know who also looks fabulous?
Emma City.
Oh my god. She looks so good.
Yeah.
Every single episode she's put together. I can't even think of adjectives.
It looks like she's stepped off of a runway to come to the Taskmaster recording.
Exactly. And she has, like, well, she wears a suit in one episode. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
She wears, like, a trench coat dress in one episode.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure many people could pull off, but she does.
Mm-hmm.
She wears a sweater vest that says howdy.
I love that one. It's so funny. It's like, what is this? It's so cute.
It's so cute. I love that for her.
Yeah.
And it also has the most bizarre, I think it's a cowboy boot.
Yeah. Or at least it looks like a cowboy boot.
It's like an abstract of a cowboy boot.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I'm not usually a fan of a sweater vest, but, like, she pulls it off.
Mm-hmm.
She makes it work. And, of course, episode 10, the off-shoulder top.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Now, Baba. And I don't say this lightly. This is the most t-shirt and jeans energy ever brought to Taskmaster.
Yep.
He is, every episode, he is wearing a white t-shirt, some sort of pants, trousers, like jean-esque trousers. They're not all jeans.
Yeah.
He's got different colors, but okay. In nearly every episode, he is wearing a white t-shirt. I'm just going to go through it with you right now because it's so funny. So we started the first one, white t-shirt, white t-shirt. White t-shirt, white t-shirt, white t-shirt, white t-shirt, white t-shirt, black t-shirt.
Ooh.
White t-shirt.
Yeah, I was I always look forward to the series finale of a series because I always want to know what they're gonna wear and whether they're gonna coordinate, because coordinated outfits, which we have not had in these last three series, are some of my favorite things ever. Like the series 9 when they all showed up wearing tuxes, incredible. Yeah.
The tuxes.
What was
the Beatles?
The Beatles one from Ivo's series.
I think that was 15.
Yeah. 15, that was amazing. I think that was probably my favorite one. But yeah, the 10th episode of series 18, Baba's like, yep, white t-shirt, yep. Black pants, sneakers. I'm here. It's like, okay.
I'm here. T-shirt and jeans.
Yeah. Like, okay, cool. Great. Thank you.
I mean, with all the love in my heart, wear something else than a white t-shirt.
Baba's just here to be cozy. He's just here to be comfy.
I mean, I respect that for him.
Yeah. And now, the main event.
Andy Zaltzman. We have to go episode by episode because it's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even, like, build in insaneness. It just kind of, like, goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Because in the first episode, he's wearing, like, a normal suit. Like, a crazy shirt, but, like, Andy Zaltzman normal.
Mm-hmm.
In the second episode, he still has a crazy shirt on. But it's still normal. In the third episode, he's wearing a fucking wizard robe. Why has he done this?
Why he do this?
Why have you done this, Andy? Although, according to episode 175 of the Taskmaster podcast, Andy Zaltzman is quoted as saying, Greg Davies is scared of wizards. So
that's why I did it. Like,
so that's why I did it.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Sure. And it doesn't even, like, go up from there. The next episode, he's back to a suit.
Mm-hmm.
In a suit that doesn't even match. It's
blue pants, brown jacket. Some kind like of
brown white shirt.
Yeah, patterned shirt.
Which, like, I would I don't necessarily think those are colors that go together. I mean, he could wear it.
Yeah.
I'm not judging him. I'm just saying I don't think those colors go together. But that's his prerogative. And then episode 5, we get to the snooker.
Yeah, snooker. The pool playa.
The pool.
For those pool Americans, playa. It's the pool playa. Yeah, the snooker. He's got the snooker cue. He's got the name tag that...
Yes,
yeah, it's in a Chinese. Different language and apparently translates to something about
Taskmaster.
Yeah, it just translates to Taskmaster weirdly.
Yeah, I mean, I would personally not be confident in that it actually translates, but.
We'll have to take him at his word or something.
Yeah, we'll take him at his word.
Now there's
It has been Google translated.
Oh wow, impressive! I wonder if he did that himself. He's such a weird dude. But I know there's an outtake where he's holding the cue on one side of him, and I think it's I forget if it's Greg or Alex, but one of them is like, hey, we need you to put it on the other side, on your other shoulder, because it's getting in the way of the camera. Like, it's like blocking your face. So if you haven't watched that outtake, go watch it, because it's so funny.
It is very funny.
Yeah. So then we move on to episode 6.
Yes. I just minimized my notes. Woo. Okay, we're back. Episode 6, and we're back to suits.
Nice color, though. And then, like, pretty blue, turquoise, like dark turquoise.
It's a good suit, yes, yeah. Yes. But, like, you see, like, a suit, and you're just like, oh, yeah, that's a suit. Mm-hmm. And then the next episode, he's wearing, like,
Full on
Roman armor. I think in the Taskmaster podcast, Ed called it a Roman centurion armor. And he's got a breastplate. He's got a little side cape. He's got some van braces, some shin guards, and what looks to be a skirt made out of strips of fabric.
Potentially leather. And then he has a tiny little cricket bat.
A tiny little bat, yeah.
And this outfit is very reminiscent of what Alex wore in Series 11 for a task. So that was interesting. So, like, I don't necessarily think that Andy did it for that reason. I mean, I don't know why he's doing any of these things. Like, it's just a mystery.
Yeah. Well, according to the Taskmaster podcast, again, and this is a direct quote, I'm not sure there was a huge amount of thinking behind it.
He just opened up his closet and he was like, yeah, that's what I'll wear today.
Yeah, sure.
Like, yeah, okay, Andy.
Yeah.
You do you, okay. I guess. And then we're back to another normal-looking outfit.
It's very tame compared to his standards.
Yeah. Especially because, like, as the viewer, we're kind of now in this mode of, like, what's he gonna wear for the next episode? And then he just shows up in, like, navy pants, blue shirt. And you're like,
I'm sure.
Okay.
All right. Is this the calm before the storm?
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of us were hoping that he would show up to the final episode taping in the hot dog outfit.
Mm.
Which.
Well, he does.
I mean, he uses it in the last episode, but he doesn't show up, you know. I guess he didn't want his prize task to be the hot dog.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It does make sense to wait until the very last live task of the show.
Yes. Well, I mean, it didn't do him much good.
No.
But it was very funny.
It was, yeah. Yeah, good planning. So,
good planning.
So episode 9, he does show up in a suit, but something is different.
He's got boxing gloves.
He's got boxing gloves. Why he do this?
Why has he done this? What is the reason?
So,
what is the reason? B, where did he get those?
Right. So random.
C, why is he in a suit?
Yeah.
I mean, The boxing gloves do, like, really pop against, like, the navy blue suit.
Yeah.
So it is a good look.
It's a fashion statement.
It's a fashion statement. I also, before we get to episode 10, I also do want to mention that Andy Zoltzman is, I think, the first person ever on Taskmaster to bring their own props. Both to
the studio.
To the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, I can't think of anyone else off the top of my head who brought props to the the task recordings?
I think I can think of some things, but those were only ever four prize tasks. You know, because I think it was Emma that she brought that like tickling stick or whatever it was, and she had it under her chair. But again, that was for a prize task. So
Yeah. No, I don't count those because they're for something. Yeah. Whereas
he's just doing this of his own volition for seemingly no reason.
He just felt like bringing in a pool cue or a cricket bat.
Yeah.
Or
whatever.
Whatever. Honestly, now that he's like broken the ice, I really hope there are more people who bring props.
Yeah, that would be
because
fun.
I think that would be very fun.
I know that this would not make good television, but I really want somebody to come in wearing one of those inflatable dinosaur outfits. Because those are like the funniest things to me. They're like peak comedy.
That would be very funny.
Yeah. I love those things.
I hope whoever's listening, the people who are in Taskmaster, because I know they're listening.
Now's your chance.
Alex Horn!
Now is your chance.
Is your chance.
Alex needs to show up in one of those inflatable dino outfits. And just sit next to Greg.
Yes.
And just speak in like rawr, 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 until Greg gets out like the biggest pin you've ever seen and just pops him like a balloon. Oh man.
Yes.
All right. So episode 10. We're at the finale. Episode 10. Here we go.
Here we go.
So what?
It really is.
What all is he wearing?
A culmination. Okay.
It's a conglomeration of everything that he's shown up in so far.
Yes.
From what we can tell.
So, from innermost layer to outermost layer, he's wearing, one, the cricket whites that he was wearing during the tasks.
Yeah.
Including the shin guards.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Huge shin guards.
Huge shin guards. Two, the snooker shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of see like a little bit of the name tag.
Mm-hmm.
Three, the sort of half cape thing from the Roman centurion.
Mm-hmm.
He has also brought the pool cue. And then on top of everything is five, the wizard robe, and not two, but one, one boxing glove.
A singular boxing glove.
A singular boxing glove. What the fuck?
It's not even something that you would wear to a Halloween party. Like, you would not wear it to a costume party. It's just...
No.
You know what it looks like to me? Is it looks like he went to a garage sale and, like, bought a bunch of random stuff. And, or maybe he, like a cartoon character, he, like, fell through a spirit Halloween and came out the other side looking like this. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know if they have spirit Halloweens in the UK, but, like, your run-of-the-mill, really, really cheap Halloween store full of...
Yes.
But not to say that what he's wearing is cheap, because actually everything that he's wearing, apart from maybe, like, the centurion thing, looks pretty legit.
It looks good.
Yeah. But yeah, that conglomeration of everything coming together in the last episode is so funny.
It's so fucking funny. Absolute insanity.
Yeah.
And I do love him for it.
What a man.
What a man.
What a man.
The one boxing glove is what really gets me.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to do that.
Yeah. No, that's, he just showed, and yeah, and the, like, I hate, I mean, I'm sure that they talked about it in the studio, but I hate that it's never really brought up anywhere. Because you're like, what is happening? But also, I feel bad for the people that were at the recording in the studio for that episode, because you don't have any context for this. You don't have the context of, oh, he wore different parts of all of these outfits in previous studio records. Like, you don't know what's going on. So all you see is Andy Saltzman coming onto the stage wearing a whole garage's worth of tat.
Halloween costumes.
And you're like, what is happening?
What the fuck is up?
It's incredible. Oh, man.
Man.
Well, anyway, so those are the outfits from series 16 to series 18. So before we wrap up, is there any other things that you want to talk about, or do you think we pretty much covered everything?
We did pretty much cover everything. However, I do want to give a shout out to, I don't think I mentioned this, and it's the reason I wanted to do this whole thing in the first place. Susan Wacoma's outfit in episode 10, which is a black long sleeve shirt and black pants with like roses and vines, like, I don't even think they're sewn, they're like tacked onto it. And she's got like roses in her hair. It's so cute.
Yeah.
I'm literally obsessed with it. I want to make it.
Yeah.
I want to know where she got it, and I want to know why it was made and how it was made.
Yeah, drop the sewing pattern, Susan.
Yeah. Drop the link, Susan. If you're listening, please.
Yep. Yeah, that would be really cute. I mean, all of her outfits are just so cute. Like, unbearably cute. But, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice. All right. Well, we always wrap up this podcast with asking the guest if they have any fan work recommendations. So tell me if you have any fan work recommendations.
I was so busy, panic getting my notes together that I forgot about fan work recommendation.
No worries.
I will recommend, go to AO3 and go to the Taskmaster RPF tag and read the first 10 fics.
Oh, that's a good one. Because depending on when you're listening to this, that's going to change.
Yeah, you'll get a nice little grab bag.
Yeah, awesome. Is there anything that you want to plug, anywhere we can find you online if you want people finding you online or anything like that?
No, don't find me online.
Fair enough. All right, Apricot, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We've really enjoyed having you.
Yay! Thank you. I enjoyed it too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was TK and Apricot talking costumes. I do hope our British viewers weren't too outraged at some of the moments there. Don't forget to check out our Patreon to see some extended clips, and check the description for a list of fanworks mentioned in this episode. We'll